Saint Eusebius, pray for us. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, today, children, we're offering this Holy Mass for the Purgatorian Society, and as well, the second prayer is for a deceased woman, an old parishioner that I knew back at the old St. Clair's Church. Her name is Mary Tanner, and I ask all of you to pray for her as well. But today I have a story. Bishop Dolan's been putting in his sermon some thoughts and stories about St. Francis of Assisi. And well, I came across a very good story this morning preparing for the sermon. See, there was this one friar, it's a Franciscan, that's what they call them, the brothers, the religious Franciscan men in the Franciscan order. Well, there was this one friar who had a wonderful vision. There was a brother, a friend of this other friar, who had just died one night and was buried the very next morning at the entrance of what's called the chapter house. It's a room or a part of the building in the monastery where the monks sometimes go for some of their duties. Well, he was buried near the entrance of this room, and after dinner that day, this friar, who is still living, went into the chapter house, and there he prayed to God and to St. Francis, who had already died a while back, and prayed to them for the soul of this dead brother. Well, this holy monk prayed half the day for the repose of this other monk's soul. And when all the others had gone to sleep about midday, remember, the monks get up really early in the middle of the night to pray, and so they're allowed to take a siesta, a little nap during the afternoon after the meal, because even monks need their sleep sometimes. Well, all the others had gone to sleep, and this one monk stayed awake and continued his prayers. Well, he heard an awful noise, and he looked at the grave of this brother who had died, and what did he see? He saw St. Francis standing at the doorway and a bunch of friars standing behind him. They had also died and gone to heaven. They were standing right behind St. Francis. And they surrounded the grave of this dead brother. And when he looked farther down the cloister, as children, we have a cloister out here. It's the hallway outside, just through these doors, actually. And outside, that's called a cloister. Well, the friar looked down the cloister, and he saw a fire. And in this fire was the soul of the brother that had just died. He was in purgatory, and he was suffering the fires there. And then he saw our Lord with many of the angels and saints, and they were walking, processing around the cloister, very slowly and devoutly, all the angels and the saints surrounding our Lord. Well, as they walked by the door to the chapter house, St. Francis, with all of the friars kneeling behind him, they all knelt down as our Lord passed by. And St. Francis began to pray, and he said, "My Lord, I ask you by the love that you showed in your incarnation to have mercy on this brother who is burning in the fires of purgatory." And our Lord said nothing. It was as if he didn't even hear the prayer, and he kept walking around. He walked around the cloister one full time. When he came back before the door of the chapter house, St. Francis knelt down again with all of the friars behind him, and he said, "My Lord, by the love that you showed men when you died on the cross, have mercy on the soul of this brother in purgatory." And our Lord, it was as if he had heard nothing. And he passed by a second time. Well, St. Francis didn't get discouraged. Of course, he was already in heaven, and he's a saint anyway, so he wouldn't get discouraged. Our Lord and the saints and angels processed one more time around the cloister, and when they came back to the door, St. Francis knelt, and he held out his hands, and he said, "My Lord, by that great anguish and the great consolation which I felt when you imprinted your wounds on my hands and my feet and my side, have mercy on this brother who suffers in purgatory." And immediately, right there on the spot, our Lord, looking at the stigmata on St. Francis' hands, he stopped and he looked at these wounds and he said, "Francis, I give you the soul of thy brother." And as soon as he said this, the fire in the cloister vanished and the dead brother approached St. Francis. And then the friar who was having the vision saw all of them, the dead brother, St. Francis, all of the friars that were present, our Lord, the angels and the saints, ascend back up into heaven. And this, the soul of the brother had been released from the fires of purgatory. You see, this story was, this vision was given to this monk to show that our Lord is very pleased with the stigmata of St. Francis, but also to show this monk that the Franciscan order has a very powerful benefactor, that the wounds of St. Francis and the prayers of St. Francis can help all the souls in purgatory. Dear children, today we're thinking about, again, as we do every month and frequently during the month, the sufferings of those in purgatory. You and I don't have the wounds in our hands, the stigmata, to offer him, our Lord, but we can offer little things, our little prayers, our little sacrifices, obedience to our teachers, doing our schoolwork well, not arguing with our classmates and the like. We can offer those things, and it will help the souls in purgatory immensely. But remember this one last thing. Today, I want all of you to try to remember it. And if you forget, I hope the teachers will remind you from time to time during the day. Think of the wounds, the stigmata that St. Francis had on his hands and feet and side, and offer them to our Lord on behalf of the poor souls in purgatory. It's a very powerful devotion and one that we should never forget about. For by those wounds, we can help all of the poor souls in purgatory. And God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.